Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or what you're doing, we thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, we want to give a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers. That's the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail as well. To our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to wherever it needs to go. Also to the Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers that are out there listening to us, and we thank you very much for that. Heard from one of the drivers a few minutes ago. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain, had an S to it, America, all lowercase. Captain's America is how you find us. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, joining us from the mountaintop, up there in Tarpon Springs, it's none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
They are ready, alert, and just giving you 1-2. Okay, thanks, guys. All right, well, you know, it's we've had some rain tonight. It's 67 degrees, but it's still comfortable, so it's not too bad. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I think we need a little bit more God in the Capitol, because we're going to get something decided today. We don't know what's going on, but I'm telling you, I'm hearing from people all over the country. You probably are, too. I've gotten so many emails, I can't even begin to look at them. I'm getting now poll results from RECs that have taken polls in their different membership or in their different meetings around the countryside. I've heard from 25 different states so far, 25 different states. And they believe that this group in Washington, D.C. is destroying whatever credibility the Republicans had, and they just need to cut it out and let nature take its course and worry about who the speaker is going to be after they get themselves sworn into office, because they apparently jumped the shark. They can't do anything until they get sworn in. Nothing.
Some of the demands that some of these 20 to 21 Republicans are making are really kind of ridiculous. They want term limits. Well, we all want term limits.
Yep.
Okay, for the sake of argument, the House passes term limits. Do you think it's going to pass in the Senate?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
They want a budget amendment, a balanced budget amendment. We all want that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to pass the Senate?
Nope.
No. So they're not being reasonable in that regard. They could be doing the work, and the work may help them for their own reelection.
Yep.
But it doesn't advance a lot. We have other things that need to be dealt with immediately, and
yep.
Some of those things that are immediate are education, the southern border.
Yep.
And we have to get into these investigations.
Yep.
So they're now the process on how some of these things happen are in fact very important. And I understand if they want to fight on those issues, but I don't think that the process, meaning how spending bills are compiled, and they turn into omnibuses, and they get the most out of 72 hours, and then they waive that,
mm-hmm.
and they have to take a vote in 8 hours. That part I do understand, but I don't think McCarthy is fighting on any of that, from what I can tell. So this has caused some huge dissension in the entire Republican caucus. You've got 200 that are for McCarthy, and you got 20 holdouts. And so 20 are really obstructing the work of an entire government body. Now, I was asked yesterday by a couple of people that I play tennis with, or on my team and even the opposing team, why we want McCarthy. Well, and everybody was calling him a rhino. My sense is this. Was he a rhino? Yes. Is there a chance that he could work too generously with the Democrats? Yeah, there's a chance of that. But here's what needs to be necessarily understood. He has been mentored for the last 2 years in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's the same rhino he once was.
All right, hold that thought. Call us right back after the break. You'll be number one up here. But we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thursday morning. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff. We'll see him later today down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30 in Bradenton. Come on by, stop on by, have lunch with the captain. We have a great group there. We have a lot. I'll tell you what, I know we're going to have a lively conversation today. I just know it. So come on by, stop by, and get involved in what we're doing. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Yep, Geico. G-E-I-C-O is the way you spell it. And they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, what you do is go over to the website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or you can go and get your information for your auto agent, who the latest agent would be closest to you. But you can get a cost comparison on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV. Throw that in there, too. That gets you a lower rate. But where you really save the money is when you get your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insured on with your vehicle. That will save you a bunch of money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, save you some money. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines here. We have our caller called back. So, Ian, what's on your mind? And make it brief because I got a lot of callers.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't have a dog in this fight because I gave up on the Republicans a long time ago. They're useful idiots and controlled opposition. But just two real quick points. You all stated at the thing, well, they need to get down to business and do all this and address that. They can't do anything even if they wanted to. They had their weapon of leverage over the government taken away by the upper echelons of the party. When they cut that deal and sold them out, They don't have any control over the budget and the funding because the omnibus took away their appropriating power. They're basically going to be a debate club for 9 months till September. So they're not going to do anything even if they wanted to. And that's the Republican Party. Their upper echelon sold them out. All right? It really doesn't matter who's speaker. And McCarthy doesn't get it just because he wants it. He's got to earn it and work for it. I hope they keep on fighting each other. This is what we want. This isn't a dictatorship, a totalitarian party. Let them fight. Let them fall apart. They're not our savior, the Republicans. And I'm not for the Democrats either. Let me make that clear. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, for the record, Ian is a libertarian.
Well, I have a lot of libertarian tendencies myself because I want government out of our lives.
So do I.
Government is just too big.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. They can take pieces of that omnibus and they can put in legislative amendments to terminate some of those spending pieces in that omnibus. Just like the first bill that they're to vote on whenever this whole thing shakes out and gets settled is defunding the 87,000 IRS agents.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have the ability to stop some of that spending. So I understand his point, but that omnibus at $1.7 trillion isn't as permanent as we necessarily think it
is. That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Let's go back to the phone lines. We're starting to accumulate some calls here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. This is Eric up in East Tennessee. Hey, real quick, I appreciate the opportunity. A couple quick things. Regarding Sean Hannity's interview of Representative-elect Boebert, I think he was listening to that, watching that on YouTube. People can look that up. He was stepping on her from the beginning. He came into as an adversary right off the get-go when she did not answer the – he gave her a binary question, yes or no, and she didn't answer it like that, and he didn't like that, and he went off on her. Number two, regarding terminology of, and this is no ding on anybody, but using terms such as obstructionist, that's a legal term in the Congress. That people can be charged with contempt of Congress in that.
Mm-hmm.
People have used enemy. They've used terrorist. Congressman Dan Crenshaw called, we can't let the terrorists win regarding the 20.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are,
okay.
No ding on anybody. I think that's dangerous because those are legal terminology, and we all know how, let's say, Congress has been acting towards those.
My phone lines are jammed, so I'm
going to. Hey, Roger that. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to simplify.
All right. Thank you. And here's the thing, Denise. They can say almost anything they want to in the halls of Congress and get away with it. Now, we're going to go right back to the phone line again. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Just got one thing to say, Captain. Elections have consequences.
Yep.
Whoever wins the House has more votes, has more representatives in the House, should be the one that chooses the Speaker.
Yep.
Flat out, and that's it. Democrats shouldn't have any – they shouldn't be able to put in any type of pulling somebody off the street, so to speak, or just a Democrat. It should be Republican only.
All right. Thank you, Bob. All right. Now, you did hear about AOC and her illustrious suggestion.
Coalition government.
Yeah.
I don't know a coalition government that works right yet.
I don't either, but what a thing for her to say. And by the way, she had the conversation with two Republicans, Paul Gosar from Arizona and Matt Gaetz from Florida. Those are the wrong people to be talking to.
Look, you know, you have to kind of ask yourself why we have to have some of these caucuses in the House anyway.
Yep.
And one of them that's fascinating has been around a lot of years is the House Freedom Caucus.
Yep.
I understand that we're losing our freedoms and we've got a lot of Republicans, and they're only Republicans on the House Freedom Caucus, that want to help, and their duty is to help us preserve and protect our freedoms. The sad part about it is we have to have a caucus or a committee that does nothing but that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I clearly understand what the mission set is here, but we can't fix some of these things overnight. It took a long time to get to the stupid place that we are, and it's going to take a while to unwind all of that. And, mm-hmm. you know, these 20, I understand their points. I clearly do. And I want all of these things just like they do. But the mission set, the priorities change almost by the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of what the Biden administration is doing and what the Biden administration is not doing. I mean, so it's kind of like you have to reprioritize evil government every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know, I'm not sure I know which priorities are more important anymore. Education, I'm terribly, terribly worried about because we're destroying generations.
Oh, we are. We're destroying our country.
Immigration, I clearly understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Spending, I clearly understand it. Process, I clearly understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do several things at the same time, and that is the work of what comes from these committees so they can draft these bills
mm-hmm.
and put these forward. I get all that. But you also have to understand these things have to be crafted in such a way that they can get through the Senate. And so the obstructionists right now, it appears to be in the Senate, are the two leaders over there,
yep.
Schumer and McConnell.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's ugly. It's uglier
well,
than
I
think that
we're. Let me stop and repeat something that we agreed on earlier that you said that I've said for quite a while, too, and that is I don't care what the House does. The problem is the Senate is going to do nothing that the House does. The Democrat-controlled Senate will do nothing the Republican-controlled House does. They'll just sit there and laugh and just go, you got to be kidding, or whatever. They're not going to work together. They're just not.
Precisely. Now, these committee assignments are really quite important. The most coveted committee is the Ways and Means Committee.
You bet.
And you, interestingly enough, you have to raise a lot of money
mm-hmm.
for your party in order to get one on the committee. But to be chairman of the committee, you have to raise even more money.
That's right.
That's how this whole thing works,
mm-hmm.
which is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Which is why what they're trying to do, bust the rules by getting onto committees like that, isn't going to work because there's a plan in place, a protocol in place, and they're not going to change it.
Well, that's part and parcel with the negotiations were last night.
All right, kid, I'll hold that thought. We'll still be talking about this tomorrow, I'm sure. We'll see what happens today at 12 noon. Have a good day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see what's going on. By the way, coming up, bottom of the hour, special guest, Andy Okerlund. We'll be talking about yoga and...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. 8 people, including 5 children, were found dead from gunshot wounds in a southern Utah home Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide more details or a potential motive for the killing. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at the residence, according to a statement by city officials in Enoch, a small town of about 8,000 people located 245 miles south of Salt Lake City. As Republicans continue to squabble over who will be the next speaker, there are essentially no members in the House of Representatives, only members-elect. Without a speaker, none of them can be sworn in, and the 118th Congress can't convene or vote on any rules. A man accused of attacking police with a machete near New York Times Square on New Year's Eve was intent on committing a jihad against government officials and shouted Allahu Akbar before striking one officer in the head and attempting to grab another officer's gun. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And we are coming right back with the National Aviation Academy. They're going to tell you all about them because they sponsor the Military and Veterans News segment. And Bo Browning will be in studio 1 hour from now. If you've got a question for him, get it ready and you can be prepared to call when he shows up. Meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you can find out more about the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's the easiest way to get there, naa.edu. That's the website. Go over there and check them out and see where their campuses are, first of all, one in Clearwater, which is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, on the other side of the bay. I'm over here in the east side. They're over there in the west side. Now, that being said, they're also in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. And they will teach you, train you, to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. And I'm telling you, you will wonder why you haven't done that job right off the bat. It's not that difficult. they teach you how to work with your hands and how to read schematics. A lot of you, if you built model airplanes or model trucks or worked on lawnmowers or worked on gasoline engines or whatever, okay, you've already got a leg up because that's part of what they do. They use the same sort of charts and whatnot. But check them out, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. Okay, to the telephone line we go, and we have our bright and wide awake and sunshiny Annie Okerlund with us. She's the yoga guru that we talk to a lot. And one of the things that you do, you work with disabled veterans, of course, but you also work with first responders around the country, getting them to relax. And you're concerned now about sleep. That's something that you are concerned about because we put those big, fancy chairs that roll back in the station so that if we wanted to take a cat nap, which I'm the king of, Captain Catnap, we take a nap and we get rested up in 30 minutes of sleep or 45 minutes, boom, ready to go another 4 hours.
Exactly. Good morning. It's one of those things I think we need to be really careful with. So many of us are excited. It's the new year, you know, the whole new year. Let's get back in the gym. Let's get back on track with all of the things. And I think sleep, as we know, especially with, you know, your career set, being in the military, being in a first responder, all our law enforcement officers, it's so important for any human to live as expansive life as we want, to be able to do the things we want, and then especially to be safe. It's such an important thing to have good sleep under our belts. And as you and I have talked about before, everybody has a different perfect amount of sleep. But our first responders, our military, it is so hard to get a full 7, a full 8, a full however many hours you need.
Right.
Because it's the bell goes, off you go. And it's not like you have time to shuffle down, make a coffee, sit down, read the newspaper, all those kinds. There's no gentle entrance into the day. It's the bell goes, you have a split second to get kitted up and out you go. Onto the street, into the, you know, out of the wire, whatever it is.
Into the rig, and away you go, yep.
Exactly, and literally hopping along to the rig, putting your boots on and getting your jacket on and the whole thing getting kitted up. And I feel like we have to really put effort into getting good sleep. And, you know, whenever somebody says the phrase sleep hygiene, I kind of laugh, but it makes so much sense because it's how the body re-engages all of the hormones, all of the resting, all of the repair of the muscles. And even our young kids, like we, you know, kids always love to say, oh, yeah, I can stay up for hours. I can not sleep for 48 hours. But what that does to the brain and our executive functioning and all of those things, it's so important. And a lot of this part of the year is important to re-establish those good sleep hygiene habits.
Yep.
And one of the things that really works, I love to do, is literally like 3 to 5 minutes of breath practice because it helps settle the nervous system. We talk about that a lot here, about settling the nervous system back down. It's literally you need to tell the brain, all right, we're not in office mode. We're not on the rig. We're not, you know, out taking care of other people. This is the point that we have to turn all that caring back into ourselves. Slow the breathing down a little bit. And one of the ones that I like to do is called Veloma Breath. And it's a 3-part inhale. And breath work we never do to the point of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about holding your breath super long. It's not, because that actually does the opposite. That activates our nervous system. We're trying to settle it. So we inhale slowly, one part into the lower belly, one part into the middle of the rib cage, one part into the upper chest. Pause for a little second in between, and then we exhale slow and easy. And that just helps increase brain function, but also lung capacity. And that's a really important thing, especially as we age.
Well, I got a question for you.
So,
adrenaline. because you get a tremendous adrenaline rush when you get the call to go out on an incident. You get all hyped up and, you know, you get all worked up and all that stuff, and you're like, your senses go into overdrive.
Yeah. That's a huge, and that's so hard to come down from, because that's a chemical process that your body needed to do the work that it's doing. So I've always tell a lot of my firefighters, when you're back in the rig, as long as you're not the driver or the tail, when you're back in the rig and you're kind of processing out the day, looking out the window, take a minute, close your eyes for a second, take a big, do that three-part inhale, and then long, slow exhale. Again, never to the point of discomfort, because that flips us back into a jacked-up experience.
Yep.
What we want to do is slow the exhale down. Our inhale gets us in the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight. That's where our adrenaline kicks in. Our exhale stimulates our parasympathetic, our natural. It's hard to remember this sometimes when we're jacked in our adrenaline. We have the natural ability to rest. And so as we slow our exhale down, we're giving the body a chance to go, oh, okay. And even like when you get out of the rig, a lot of my guys will jump up and down just a couple of times, shake their arms out. It's the same thing a gazelle does once it gets to safety after being chased by a lion. We shake out the chemicals that dumped to get us to safety, and we can shake it out. And it looks silly, but you know what? It helps dump a lot of that tension and strain out of the body, and then sit down for literally 3 to 5 minutes. And it sounds silly, but a lot of my guys, they're like, when they even go home, the only place they have like a quiet 3 to 5 minutes, where most of us have a quiet 3 to 5 minutes, the bathroom. Mm. Fine. Do it wherever you can. Sit out on the back porch. Take a walk, but slow your exhale down calmly and gently, and that helps flip the switch from sympathetic to parasympathetic.
Going into like a darker environment, a darker room, and just relaxing? Is that better than being out in the sunlight?
Well, I think so, yeah. Even that's why it's good sometimes to wear an eye mask, and that's that whole kind of sleep hygiene thing. It's like, find the things that work for you. You know, maybe just taking 5 deep breaths is all your body needs in any given moment. When you're not at work, keep doing those sleep hygiene things that you try to do at work. A power nap is fantastic. Some people, anything more than 20 minutes of a power nap, too much. They get groggy, they get sleepy. We call a nappuccino in here in Florida, especially like get a little, you know, a little bucci, a little espresso, mm-hmm. Cuban espresso shot.
All right, we're going to run out of time, so
okay.
Time flies when you're having fun. Give us a website to find you.
ExaltedWarrior.com. ExaltedWarrior.com. That's where we are.
All right, and pretty soon you'll be able to reach you. They can send an email over there too, right? Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. They can see all of our public classes, all of our free resources on the website, and keep in touch with us, and we can help you find a good teacher wherever you are in the country.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Annie. We look forward to talking to you again real soon. Take care.
I'm Captain Matt. Take care.
All righty. That's Annie Okerlund, and she is, of course, with ExaltedWarrior.com. In the meantime, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I've got a question I'm going to ask him.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I need to tell you that this segment is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership, located on North Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa, next to the Nissan dealership, Moss Nissan, side by side. Now, the one thing about Moss Family Automotive and all their dealerships is if you serve, you save. They have a special program there for all active military, for all veterans, for all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, firefighters, or police, and for church pastors, too, where you will get taken care of very nicely. You'll get a discount for being one of those members, one of those groups I just talked about. And I don't know very many people, if any, that are doing that, number one. Number two, you'll get Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. As long as you have the vehicle, you'll get that with it. So there you go. All you got to do to find out more is go online to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. The Watchdog on Wall Street is right here. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. We have got a mess, and we know about it in D.C. We've talked about it at length for years. But right now, Representative Kevin McCarthy, who is up for speakership, running for speakership as the minority leader, the leader of the Republican Party, has made some sort of major deal with the key holdout votes, which apparently the deal was hammered out with a group called Club for Growth. Now, Club for Growth has been around for quite a while, and this deal will move votes to Kevin McCarthy. The key to the agreement was the Congressional Leadership Fund to stay out of the open primaries. And, of course, this story is on Newsmax, where they reported earlier Wednesday night that both PACs confirmed this in statements that were made later. This is significant if it holds to be true.
Club for Growth is Stephen Moore's group, and what they're looking to do, they kind of held out support. It had to do with open seat districts that are in the traditionally red areas of the country. Club for Growth doesn't want the speaker's PAC to get involved in any of those races, and because they want to push more conservative, fiscally conservative, in this case, types of candidates, and they're not able to do that. They're afraid that the speaker's going to put, and this happens all the time, they're getting their buddies and friends involved, and they can get the money behind them. So I think it's a reasonable request. Again, I've talked about money in politics before. I quite frankly can't stand any of these PACs.
That's why I got out of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer. You really want to bring, a more representative type of government, a true representative republic, is you don't allow money from outside the district to come into a district. Meaning, let's say so-and-so from Hollywood wants to, elect someone in some district in Georgia. That should be illegal unless you live there. If you can vote for a candidate, then you should be able to donate to that candidate. Now, I really think that would really take a lot of bad money out of politics.
Well, the agreement on the Super PAC fulfills a major concern that they'd press for, namely the Club for Growth. The president of that, David McIntosh, wrote that in a statement. He said, "We understand that Leader McCarthy and members are working on a rules agreement right now that will meet the principles we've set out previously. Assuming these principles are met, Club for Growth will then support Kevin McCarthy for speaker." Now, what this is going to do is it's going to give him as many as 10 votes of people that are saying they're not voting for him that are have gotten money through Club for Growth. And I'm going to read you the top, not top six. I'm going to read you the six names that they believe are going to be the first ones to jump ship. Number one, Representative Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina. Number two, Representative Mary Miller, Republican of Illinois. Number three, Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas. Number four, Representative-elect, a newbie, Andy Oglis, a Republican from Tennessee. Number five, Representative-elect Josh Breachin, Republican of Oklahoma. And number six, wait till you hear this one, Representative-elect Anna Paulina Luna, Republican of Florida, is one of these benefactors of Club for Growth, and they are basically going to tell them, you will now vote for Kevin McCarthy.
We'll see what happens. I don't subscribe to, I'm constantly batting against the narrative and conventional wisdom. This idea out there that this is, some horrible parable for the Republican thing. I don't happen to agree with that. I don't think that it's that, this is that big of a deal. I think that this is necessary. I think, you want to get power. You want to air your grievances. You want to get rid of some of the issues that are taking place, that this is a way you can do it. It's not the end of the world, which is going on right now. I know the media likes to portray it, and the Democrats are, making it out to be, oh, yeah, look at this, look at they're out of control. You got to remember, they had their issues, too, with Pelosi and the squad not wanting her. So, it's not that out of the ordinary. It's like, oh, this hasn't happened in 100 years. So what? Maybe it should have happened a lot over the past 100. Maybe if that was the case, maybe we wouldn't be $31 trillion in debt.
I know. We're going to finish the conversation about this way. The Club for Growth, or I'm sorry, the Congressional Leadership Fund President Dan Cronson wrote in a statement, Kevin McCarthy has effectively led House Republicans from the minority to the majority, and we want to see him continue to lead the party so we can pick up seats for the third cycle in a row. That's why we are siding with Club for Growth in pushing Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House.
Well, I mean, they're doing it now. I mean, but yeah, that kid, we're not. So
It could change. It could change. Yeah. Now, I got a question for you from a listener, and I figure this is a good time to ask it. This is from Therese. Therese says, good morning. I wonder if anyone has asked this question. Why can't the leader of the Republican Party resolve this? I think her name is Rona McDaniel.
I don't know why. I mean, she would get involved because, you know,
she can't. This has nothing to do with her.
Nothing to do. Plus they don't even want her anyway. They're trying to get rid of her too.
That's right.
She ran a pretty ineffective midterm election. If you ask me, I think she needs to go away. So no, I mean, I think that would probably turn people off to a greater degree.
Yeah, and at noon today, they come back. Supposedly, McCarthy cut a speakership deal where he's going to have more votes. He may have enough votes to move the ticker over. We'll see.
Well, yeah. We'll find out. I think that the Republican Party needs a deep clean. Quite frankly, I've been saying that for a long time, and you got to be looking outside the box a little bit. And unfortunately, they don't do that.
Yeah, very much so. And by the way, the thing about you is you and I have, without even trying, we've had our fingers on the pulse because we have so many people around the country that contact us. I've had 25 polls sent to me from the RECs in different states, 25 different states, and not one of them supported anything that Matt Gaetz and company were doing, not one.
I think a lot of people, though, quite frankly, are watching the news, and they're told that this is terrible, awful, and all these things. And you can't get, you get led by the collar by Fox News.
What's terrible is these guys jumped the shark. They should have allowed themselves to be sworn in first, and once they were sworn in, and they were actually on the meal ticket, so to speak, then they could have brought all this up, right?
Well, you can't wait. The issues. Well,
yeah.
I mean, they're really taking. This is a pretty loud way of getting your concerns being met. That's for sure. I mean, it's all over the news. Obviously, the news is portraying it in a certain way. But once you vote in the speaker, it's kind of that's done. It's over with.
All right, but I thought that they would have had a chance to be able to voice their issues right then after that. At least it was that way before, limited to a extent with Nancy Pelosi. But
sure,
I thought
then it's just on C-SPAN, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're gonna talk tomorrow about what happens today at noontime. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, take care, my friend. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see what he's got going, and I'll be back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.